114. Now suddenly he had a queer feeling, for he felt that there was someone in the room, and he looked up and saw a tall man standing before him, but he could not see his face for the light was not good. He felt very much surprised, for he knew that he had locked the door. He said, "What do you want and how did you get in here?" The man replied, "I have come to entertain you." Dr. Fuchs said, "Go away, I am busy and I do not wish to be entertained." And now as he was looking at the man, he suddenly was not there anymore. Then a voice said, "Turn your head a moment," and when the doctor looked again the figure stood before him once more, but this time its head was strange and dreadful to see. And the doctor said, "How did you get in?" And the man answered and said, "I go where I please, locked doors cannot keep me out. See, I will show you how I entered," and, as Dr. Fuchs watched, he shrank away and became like a single straw in a hoppy hair whisk and he vanished through the keyhole. Now Dr. Fuchs was very much frightened and as he was thinking what to do, there was the man back again. So he said once more to him, "What do you want?" And the figure answered as before and said, "I have come to entertain you." So the doctor offered him a cigarette and then a match, but the man laughed and said, "Keep your match, I do not need it," and he held the cigarette before his horrible face and blew a stream of fire from his mouth upon it and lit his cigarette. Then Dr. Fuchs was very much afraid indeed, for now he knew who it was. Then the being talked and talked to him, and finally the doctor gave up to him and said he would become a Hopi and be like them and believe in Masawu, and Masawu cast his spell on him and they both became like little children and all night long they played around together and Masawu gave the doctor no rest. And it was not long after that Dr. Fuchs went away, but it was not on account of the smallpox as you now know. Note, although Dr. Fuchs never reported this story to the outside world, the Hopis now tell that he related it to the priests in the Kiva the next day after the strange occurrence. We can see how in less than 40 years a legend had its birth. Editor. Other ebook titles from Earthbow eBooks. Myths of the Cherokee by James Mooney. Published, 1900, 251 pages. The Myths of the Cherokee is from the 19th Annual Report of the Bureau of American Ethnology. This 19th century collection of Cherokee myths and legends was written by anthropologist James Mooney, who lived with the Cherokee for several years, and made every effort to present an accurate record of Cherokee lore. Click here for more information. The Traditions of the Hopi, by H.R. Voth. Published, 1905, 318 pages. This book of Hopi folklore, collected during the Stanley McCormick Hopi expedition early in the 20th century, is one of the most extensive collections available. The over 300 pages cover many aspects of Hopi myth, culture, and history, all told by traditional Hopi storytellers and faithfully recorded by the noted anthropologist H.R. Voth. Click here for more information. Indian Heroes and Great Chieftains. By Charles Alexander Eastman. First published in 1918, Indian Heroes and Great Chieftains contains biographical vignettes of 15 great Indian leaders, some of them friends and acquaintances of Eastman. Eastman cuts to the essence of his subjects, including Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Spotted Tail, Little Crow, Gall, Two Strike, American Horse, Dull Knife, Hole in the Day, and Tamaha. Click here for more information. Myths and Legends of the Sioux. By Marie L. McLaughlin. Marie L. McLaughlin was born in 1842. One quarter Sioux herself, and having been born and reared in an Indian community, she was accepted by the Sioux and had the opportunity to learn their language, customs, legends, and folklore. firsthand. This ebook contains dozens of stories and myths, and is one of the best books of its type ever written. Click here for more information. Check our website for a list of ebook titles currently available. www.earthbow.com/ebook. Printed books about Native American culture. We have assembled a list of books that we think you might enjoy. The following list is not all-inclusive, but is representative of some of the better books currently available. Click the link at the bottom of this page for a more extensive listing. Mother Earth Spirituality, Native American Paths to Healing Ourselves and Our World by Ed McGatt. Animal Speak, The Spiritual and Magical Powers of Creatures Great and Small by Ted Andrews. Black Elk Speaks, Being the Life Story of a Holy Man of the Oglala Sioux by Black Elk, et al. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, An Indian History of the American West by D. Alexander Brown. Medicine Cards, The Discovery of Power Through the Ways of Animals by Jamie Sams. Encyclopedia of Native American Tribes, Facts on File, Lib of American History, by Carl Waldman. 500 Nations, An Illustrated History of North American Indians by Alvin M., Jr. Joseph E. Wakanai, A Lakota Journey to Happiness and Self-Understanding by Billy Mills. A Little Matter of Genocide, Holocaust and Denial in the Americas, 1492-2. The Present by Ward Churchill. Click here for more books about Native American culture. Order with confidence. Books on this page sold in association with Amazon.com. Distribution rights to this ebook. Note, you do not have the right to copy this book for your friends. The look and feel, navigation, and graphics are all protected under U.S. and international copyright laws. If you wish to distribute copies of this work for educational or other reasons, please contact us for licensing details. Email us at earthbow@earthbow.com. Affiliate Program. Earthbow eBooks is actively seeking affiliates. Our affiliate program makes it fast and easy to link to Earthbow eBook titles and start earning. Our affiliate program is free to join, and the links are simple to set up. We use a trusted third party, ClickBank, to handle our affiliate sales and commissions, so you never have to worry about getting credit for each and every sale you make. ClickBank currently pays affiliates every 2 weeks, so you won't have to wait long for your check. If you have a website and would like to earn generous commissions by selling our ebooks through your site, please visit the Earthbow eBook affiliate page for more information. The affiliate program webpage can be found at www.earthbow.com/ebook/affiliate.htm. Ebook version 1.0. Copyright 2003 Earthbow. www.earthbow.com. All rights reserved.